I am a pussy dick bitch when it comes to spicy food. I can't handle it in any capacity at all. Even the most mild of spice fucks my ass real good. But I'm trying to work on my tolerance to get it to godlike superhuman levels where I can be like a fucking X-Men with my ability to handle spicy food. Probably wouldn't be that useful in the X-Men society unless we're fighting like a sentient ghost pepper that happens to be evil. But still, I want to reach that level where I don't feel pain in my mouth because of spicy food. But right now, when I take any amount of spicy food in, it feels like I'm just chewing on broken glass like it's bubble gum. It hurts, and it makes me feel bad about myself, but I'm working on it. Now let me make this clear. I have not been invited on Hot Ones, but I'm still preparing just on the slim chance I do ever get invited. I don't want to go on there and look like a little bitch. So I've been on a very intense workout regimen with training my spicy food tolerance. I'm doing three sets of spicy peppers with only 30 seconds of rest for my crying breaks in between, and then I'm right back into the next set of taking a bite of spicy pepper. Let me go ahead and show you my training routine.
I'm going to take you through my workout regimen here, so we're just going to go down the level, up the ladder, rather. We're starting with sweet peppers, zero scoville.
I can handle these bitches with the best of them.
I can eat those all day and not feel good. It didn't start that way. Those used to reset my shit state real good. Then we move on to banana peppers,
the hottest variation.
These motherfuckers can get all the way up to 500 Scoville. For those of you not familiar with your Scoville scale, that's pretty mild. That's about as hot as a fart, basically. With these bad boys, I've never really worked up to. Jesus, oh yeah.
How do you feel that?
500 Scoville is never... It tastes so hot. I got these Publix.
They're unnamed. Undiscovered. They're just called chili hotness.
These could be 2 million Scoville for all I know.
This may be a Carolina Reaper.
Oh, that's really tasty.
Expert opinion, this is a sweet pepper.
Publix is scamming people.
Zero Scoville, 100%.
It's another sweet pepper. It's a little heavy. Start to ramp up.
Initial estimates were way off. It's a time bomb! Oh, Jesus!
I need milk.
Oh my god. I forgot I need milk.
Yogurt.
Oh! Fuck!
No, I don't need that.
I'd say 15 million Scoville, bare minimum.
Alright, moving on up.
This was just called long hotness, like a little dagger of pure capsaicin. It's probably used in medieval times to sell those beauties,
to just jab each other with these.
Oh, God! What the fuck is this?
I figured it out, it's the seeds.
Scientists always told me the seeds are the hottest part,
and I completely agree. Because that's easy. I don't feel shit from that. But once I start working my way up the shaft here and get to the scrotum up here, where it's nothing but seeds and semen, I think that's when I'll really start to get the room. Actually, feeling a little bit down here. At the very tip of the pecker. Type of celery stick. Alright, let's just get to the action. There's a lot of seeds in this portion here if you want to get a close-up of that. That's what assassinated Genghis Khan.
I can feel it a little bit, but that's not bad.
That was actually really easy. I've got a couple more here. I've got another one of these nukes. It's not nearly as bad as that one. That one's turned into a fucking man. If I rip my shirt off right now, like Hulk Hogan, I'd be like a huge grizzly bear chest full of hair right now because of that. Still fucking hot though. What a lot of people don't realize is capsaicin isn't water soluble, it's fat soluble. You need some fat like milk. But the best part about that is this is non-fat Greek yogurt. So there's no fat in it. It's just nice and cold.
Alright.
Continuing to ramp my way up to Spice Heaven, we have, I don't know, one of these is a jalapeno and the other one's a poblano. I don't know if the poblano is supposed to be high right now. The trading's really starting to pay off. Which one should I go first? Right or left? This one? I'm just going to get right into the action. I don't want to fucking dip my toes in. I don't want the foreplay. I just want the fucking money shot here.
If you want to get on in there, that's where Satan was born.
Don't bite into this way. It's a little bit more tolerable than this.
That right there. Oh, that would fucking kill a lot of this monster.
These other two have flavor, but that one tastes like shit. It's like eating bubble wrap. I've been to like five or six seeds there and I don't feel a thing yet. Usually it gives me a little sneak preview, like a teaser trailer of the heat of the experience, but that didn't do anything. If I had to guess Scoville, I'd say maybe a thousand. A thousand on the best day. I'll let it simmer for a moment. Maybe cool myself down with one of these and nearly send me to the hospital.
Yeah, those just are hot.
It's like a little hot, but that's easy. That's like a banana pepper. The other one's fucking ripped my balls. Alright, so let's go ahead and bite into this one.
There's not a whole lot there. I'll bite into this part. Be a real man here. That's about like 10,000 Scoville per postule.
So we're looking at nothing shy of 3 trillion Scoville on this bite. I'm getting a close-up of my stuff.
state of mind.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It feels like taking a tequila shot at a fire.
And full of urine.
Oh my God.
You got two of everything, right? Do it again.
Let's make that for next week.
Oh.
It's starting to get a little easier. That wasn't how I was up my mood. I can't feel anything in my face. It burnt off my fucking nerve endings. Thanks for joining me on my workout training. Regiment, if anyone would like the rep range.
The data.
As you can see, my tolerance is getting up there with the best of them. I think I'm ready for hot ones whenever they're ready for me. I'll make it look easy.
As you can see, it was a cakewalk. If I had to say which was the hottest experience, it would probably be the last one.
Marked it into the jalapeno, but if you eat all the seeds, it's more like biting into like an actual brick of lava.
And you feel it the whole way going down, too. Like,
I thought I was playing kickball with my heart or something, and it was like pounding in it. Trying to get lunch money from my fucking heart itself.
But yeah, that's where I'm at in my training. We're getting there.
Pro tip for anyone out there looking for food, eat the seeds.
Just dig right into the seeds.
My lord.
You don't have to keep filming. I think the next shot's just going to be me face down in my own puke or something.
Like puffy face, like I just got out of the hornet's nest, in my own fucking feces spread out, be like a chalk outline. My lord, that was brutal.